When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be sharing this Bitcoin metric, which prepares to flip green for the first time in 6 months. That's right. We're talking about the long-term and short-term HODLer realized price ratio, which is tipped to repeat its historical bull signal. As crypto analyst Preston Pish points out here and says it's one of his favorite charts. Also in today's show, analyst predicts Valkyrie will launch their Bitcoin futures ETF this week. And ironic enough, their ticker, as I point out here, is BTFD. Buy that freaking dip. And speaking of ETFs, also breaking news, ProShares, the first U.S. Bitcoin ETF, officially trades today. Buckle up. Also in today's show, Bitcoin RSI strength suggests Bitcoin price is still far from its cycle top. As crypto analyst TechDev points out here, this two-week RSI channel has called every Bitcoin top and bottom in history. He also shares this chart. 2021 Bitcoin is repeating 2013 on the macro, and it couldn't be any clearer. Also in today's show, macro guru Raoul Powell unveils his massive Bitcoin and Ethereum price predictions for the current crypto bull cycle. Quoting the macro guru from a new interview with Anthony Pompliano, I think Bitcoin somewhere north of $200,000 and ETH closer to 15K by end of year. But I think we finished the cycle with Bitcoin close to $400,000 and ETH closer to 40K. And he also goes on to share, my current allocation is probably 70% ETH, 5% Bitcoin, and a tale of others. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. A favorite Bitcoin price signal could be about to turn bullish, and upside has always resulted, data shows. As noted by podcast host and crypto analyst Preston Pish on October 18th, the long-term and short-term HODLer realized price ratio looks primed to print a bull flag. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, one of my favorite charts by Dylan LeClaire looks like it's about to flip green. If so, you can see what historical performance has occurred if this happens, as you can see right here. Now keep in mind, this is one of the most accurate Bitcoin price indicators. Its creator, Bitcoin 2021 conference organizer, Dylan LeClaire, confirmed his own bullishness based on his readings in late September. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, Thread, using long-term and short-term HODLer cost basis to navigate the Bitcoin market cycle, using the realized price of long-term HODLers and short-term HODLers, we can evaluate what cycle the Bitcoin market is in. And this is a very detailed thread and it's very lengthy. So I'm going to scroll down all the way to number 11 and read this for you here. The lower the short-term, long-term realized price ratio goes, the more bullish I will become. In the end, all bears will die. So there you have it. Take that, Peter Schiff. Now with the indicator trending down for several months, it is high time for rebirth, and Bitcoin has always benefited as a result. And under the hood, it shows the cost basis of the long-term hodlers and short-term hodlers. A long-term hodler is defined by on-chain analytics firm Glassnode as an address holding coins that have not moved for at least 155 days. When the short-term hodlers and long-term hodlers realize price ratio is increasing, this means that the short-term hodler cost basis is increasing relative to long-term hodler cost basis and vice versa. LeClaire added, Bitcoin rises when the marginal seller is exhausted. This is why you see the cost basis of long-term hodlers stay stagnant during explosive bull runs, while the cost basis of short-term hodlers, many of whom are new market participants, explode. There are simply not enough coins to go around. And so far, the long-term hodler cost basis has not been eclipsed by the short-term hodler cost basis. And when this happens, the current downtrend should end. That's right. And also keep in mind, this is just one of a number of Bitcoin price metrics to have buoyed the bulls in the recent weeks. Everything from on-chain metrics to macro to network fundamentals and even pure math suggests that further upside is imminent for the king of all crypto. That's right. Let's go Q4. And before I break down our next story of the day, analysts predict that Valkyrie will launch their Bitcoin futures ETF this week, as well as Bitcoin RSI strength suggests the Bitcoin price is still far from its cycle top, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell unveils his massive Bitcoin and Ethereum price predictions for the current crypto bull cycle. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin pumping and in the green, up 2.5% for the day, trading above $62,100. We have Ether up 2%, trading just above $3,800, while Solana and Polkadot are currently correcting and in the red, while Cardano, XRP, Binance Coin and Chainlink are all barely in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Commentators are predicting that a second futures-based Bitcoin exchange-traded fund will have gone live by the end of the week following the launch of ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF later on Tuesday, which is today. That's right, they are officially live. So let's freaking go. Make some noise in the live chat if you're pretty excited. Now on Tuesday, Bloomberg analyst Eric Balchunas predicted that Valkyrie's Bitcoin futures-based ETF is likely to launch in the coming days after being certified for listing on the NASDAQ exchange last week. And if true, the milestone would make Valkyrie's fund only the second Bitcoin ETF to launch in the United States, with ProShares futures-based ETF slated to begin trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker BITO today on Tuesday. Now, fellow Bloomberg analyst James Seyfarth had initially predicted that Valkyrie's Bitcoin Strategy ETF BTF would go live on the same day as ProShares product. However, Balchunas tweeted earlier on Monday that Valkyrie's fund will likely launch on Wednesday or Thursday, adding that ProShares will have the market to itself for the time being. That's right. And what's so interesting is their ticker is not just BTF, it's BTFD, which is an acronym we all know for buy the frickin' dip. That's right. As Eric Balchunas shares here, oh my God, it looks like Valkyrie changed their ticker to BTFD. They must have listened to Twitter because that was like all over my replies every time we talked about BTF. Talk about an instant classic. I would say marketing genius nonetheless. Also like to point out, not everyone is optimistic over this Bitcoin futures back ETF. Bitcoin Tina responded, these are absolutely criminal in their structure. This ETF buys high and sells low with every roll in contango. Shameful product. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree with Bitcoin Tina. Now, despite the bullish sentiment surrounding the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission providing the U.S. first Bitcoin ETF, Invesco announced it had withdrawn its application for a futures-based ETF on Monday. While onlookers have predicted that Invesco's futures ETF would receive the green light from the SEC this week, the firm revealed on Monday it had withdrawn its application, adding its intentions to work towards launching a spot Bitcoin ETF in partnership with crypto broker dealer Galaxy Digital. Invesco shared the following, we have determined not to pursue the launch of a Bitcoin futures ETF in the immediate near term. However, we will continue to work in partnership with Galaxy Digital to offer investors a full shelf of products with exposure to this transformative asset class, including pursuing a physically backed digital asset ETF, which we all know is superior. However, do keep in mind that Eric Balchunas, senior ETF analyst at Bloomberg, he argued on the Anthony Pompliano podcast that the approval of a spot BTC-backed ETF is unlikely to happen anytime soon. Balchunas asserted that the SEC chairman, Gary Gensler, is much more comfortable with Bitcoin futures-based ETFs, claiming they offer greater consumer protections than the spot-backed funds. However, I disagree. I much prefer a spot-backed Bitcoin ETF, but it is what it is. I believe this is the stepping stone to the real thing, because there ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. And before I break down our next story of the day, Bitcoin RSI strength suggests the Bitcoin price is still far from its cycle top, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell unveils his massive Bitcoin and Ethereum price predictions for this current crypto bull cycle. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.5 trillion with $92 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 47.1%, with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have OKB up 18.6%, trading at $19.32. Phantom up 11%, trading at $2.44. And Harmony up 10%, trading at 24 cents. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 75 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 78, last week a 78, and last month a 53, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin has barely started its run to new all-time highs if the relative strength index repeats historical behavior. And as noted by popular Twitter analyst TechDev on October 18th, the RSI has yet to produce a macro top signal for the king of all crypto. And Bitcoin has kept the market guessing as it tracks sideways just below all-time highs without hitting them this month. And checking out this tweet from TechDev, update on the two-week RSI channel, which has called every Bitcoin top and bottom in history. Current RSI value is 68, projected top value between 93 and 94. Every time it's broken the EQ, it's visited the top. Clear skies ahead. Don't forget this when it comes time to reinvest at the bottom. So there you have it. Now, history has proven the RSI to be a key factor in tracking the Bitcoin price strength on the longer time frames. A 90 plus reading has coincided with tops. And until this level is broken, the Bitcoin spot price action trends higher, as you can see here in this Bitcoin 2-week chart comparing from 2011 to 2013 to 2017 to where we're currently at in 2021. Now, TechDev previously forecasted a potential top for this cycle lying between $200,000 and $300,000 per BTC. Again, based on mathematical phenomenon, notably Fibonacci sequences, which have also characterized every bull run. And checking out his tweets here, $200,000 to $300,000 Bitcoin looks almost to program. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. And he also recently shared this chart. 2021 Bitcoin is repeating 2013 on the macro, and it couldn't be any clearer. 5D timeframe shown, as you can see right here in this chart, comparing 2013 to that of this year in 2021. Let's freaking go. And before I break down our final story of the day, macro guru Raoul Powell unveils his massive Bitcoin and Ethereum price predictions for this current crypto bull cycle. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 950 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to help me get to 50,000 subs. And of course, you can follow me on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter. My Twitter handle is crypto news. Yes. And of course, you can follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Macro investor and the Real Vision CEO, Raoul Powell, is unveiling his huge Bitcoin and Ether price predictions for the end of the crypto bull cycle. In a new interview with Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, the former Goldman Sachs executive, suggests that new waves of big capital will soon move into the crypto space as the market matures. Quoting him here, so who's the next big buyer of Bitcoin? It's pretty clear to me who they are. It's the ongoing institutions, and that just keeps going. And I think we'll see the acceleration of that, particularly if price breaks out, because everybody's like sheep. They always want to follow each other. And Powell adds that the availability of Bitcoin ETFs will make the crypto market more accessible to more ordinary investors, driving a huge amount of capital into the space. He also predicts more sovereign wealth funds allocating capital to the king of all crypto. The macro guru unveils where he thinks Bitcoin and Ethereum will be both at the end of the year and at the end of the current bull market cycle. Quoting him here, I think Bitcoin somewhere north of $200,000 and ETH closer to 15K, but I think we finished the cycle with Bitcoin close to $400,000 and ETH closer to 40K. So there you have it. Let me know your thoughts surrounding his end of the year price prediction of Bitcoin being just north of 200,000, which is right in alignment with Max Keiser's 220,000 price prediction, which he says is still in play, and Ether closer to 15K. And what are your thoughts surrounding his peak high cycle prediction of Bitcoin surpassing 400,000 and ETH closer to 40K. Wild, right? I can't wait. Powell's targets for Bitcoin and Ethereum imply a 400% and 966% gain, respectively, from current values of the two largest crypto assets. Powell also says as crypto becomes more adopted, the markets will become less volatile and less prone to obvious and pronounced bull and bear markets. Quoting him again here, what's going to happen in the bear market? When does that come? Does it come in the same structure? I do think it probably decouples to a certain extent because I think the adoption is going to be really quite big, so that lowers the volatility. And as the network gets more adopted, the volatility lowers. So I think we're going to see that this time around, and it will decouple. So there you have it. And to watch this entire interview between Anthony Pompliano and Raoul Powell, check the show notes below the video in the description. Also like to share here, he says, my current allocation is probably 70% Ethereum, 5% Bitcoin, and a tail of others. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding his crypto asset allocation? Personally, I think this is crazy to only have 5% of Bitcoin, but hey, it is what it is. And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show, I shared a Bitcoin metric, which prepares to flip green for the first time in 6 months. Also in today's show, I shared that Bloomberg ETF analysts are predicting that Valkyrie will launch the Bitcoin futures ETF later this week. Also in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin RSI strength, suggests the Bitcoin price is still far from its cycle top, as well as macro guru Raoul Powell unveils his massive Bitcoin and Ethereum price predictions for the current crypto bull cycle. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Long-term subscriber Katie Lux wrote, JV, awesome and creative content, loads of bullish news, exciting times for life-changing wealth. And we're here right as it kicks off for a huge and impressive bull run 2021-2022. Glad to know you. Love your enthusiasm. I responded, thanks so much, Katie, for your continued support. You are amazing. Yes, indeed, prepare for the wildest ride of your life here in the next 3 to 6 months of this crypto bull market. And our next featured comment of the day comes from Super Geek Toys, who wrote, why have we not gotten this channel to 50,000 subs yet? Come on, y'all. This content deserves your sub. 110%. Great video as always, JV. Let's freaking go. My response, cheers, fam. We come in Q4. Moon time. Let's freaking go. And our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Pokemon, who wrote, hi, JV. Enjoyed your show today. Things are looking bullish. I'm swithering. Should I sell some BTC and wait for the dip to buy back in, or just hodl? And if I hodl, then I am not creating more BTC. Oh, the dilemma. Take care. God bless you and yours. My response, hodl all day. Thank me later. Thanks, fam, for tuning in live. See you mañana. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.